All right, let's get into Coach's Corner. The article we're going to talk about today is called How to Pick a Financial Advisor. It was written by Bernice Nepok from the Wall Street Journal. Bernice's article is a comprehensive outline of the things one should think about when considering a financial advisor relationship, from the types of advisors that exist to a glossary of different designations. This article covers a lot of important ground for consumers.
There are a lot of articles like this. Yeah. I mean, almost every year, the Wall Street Journal puts out an article about how you should pick a financial advisor,
yeah,
what questions you should ask and that kind of stuff. And I thought this was the best, most comprehensive, well-written article that they've had in a while.
Yeah, and I feel like we've talked about this in more specific ways, you know, when you're thinking about retirement, what to think about in an advisor relationship, or if you're, you know, dealing with certain, I have questions about certain life stages, like why you should consider an advisor. But I think this perspective is so much more basic than any of that. And it's just helpful because of the way, I even just think the layout of it.
Yeah.
It's just a very easy to digest, bulleted fashion, you know, sentence after sentence with brief but clear explanations. And I just feel like those words are not typically how we describe things that are trying to share this type of information.
I think I would have appreciated, and maybe Bernice can do this in a follow-up article, like things you should look out for.
Like red flags?
Yeah, like she did a good job on like financial advisor designations. CFP, CFA, CPA. I mean, she compared to CHFC similar to the CFP, which I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Maybe like in some of the material they cover, but from a like difficulty standpoint. She also compared the CIMA to the CFA. I don't know how close they are either.
Yeah, no, not even close. But even CFPs, which are maybe that's the predominant certification in for financial planning oriented firms or individuals. Yeah, there's plenty of CFPs out there that just hawk annuities as solutions. And, you know, so I think that's maybe my one nitpick on that is like the designation piece of it. It's an important question to ask, but that's not giving you anything. Like being a CF whatever does not equate with competence.
Yep.
Or, you know, the like, I guess is my point.
Well, I think she may have covered that when she said these are questions to ask a financial planner. Like, do you have any regulatory actions against you?
Right.
You know, maybe she should have, you know, asked these questions and know that designations don't mean proficiency or that they're any good at what they do.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, on the questions, there's a bullet list of maybe 10 or 12 questions to ask, which are very similar to some of the things that we would agree with, you know, recommending people ask. If I had to, you know, beef with some of them, some of these questions, you need to know what the right answer is. You know, so like,
yeah,
for example, one of them is like, what investments do you focus on, individual stocks or funds? And within funds, do you favor active or passive, exchange-traded funds or mutual funds? Like, if you don't know what those are,
yeah,
what good is it asking the question? Because you're going to get an answer to it, and you're not going to know how to evaluate the answer. So that would be my only
It would have been nice to highlight, like, these are the right designations to look for. These are ones that you need to stay away from. Because there's so many designations, and some of them are like, weekend ones, like the CSA, like the Certified Senior Advisor,
yeah,
that you can get,
yeah,
in a weekend and you don't have to like take a test for, you know, stay away from these. And maybe like highlight like a chartered life underwriter, like a CLU, and they sell life insurance. Like, they're not financial advisors.
Mm-hmm. Right, like you shouldn't be going to them for financial planning.
I mean, maybe you can if you just clarify, like, how long have you been in the business? What do you do? How do you manage money? Do you manage money? I mean, just you need to ask more questions, which I think she tried to do at the end of the article. But super comprehensive. It was one of the better ones, and one that I think I'll pocket. And when people are thinking about financial planners, like, sending them this article.
Yeah, and I think the way that she kind of broke out the different fee structures is helpful, just to give, even if it's just informative, right, to give consumers the information that, hey, like, a lot of these firms also charge differently. So beyond what you do, your investment philosophy, like understanding how they get paid. And again, it feels like maybe something that consumers should be looking for themselves, but like the transparency in this industry about costs is like, most people don't do a good job of being as transparent as they should be, but arming them with this type of information hopefully helps them ask better questions.
Yeah. And I think we've talked about, try to draw analogies before between other professions, like, and I think an example here, like they highlight in the article how they get compensated, commissions, fees, combination of those, whatnot. It's like if you go to your doctor and you know your $80 copay is the only thing that your doctor is getting compensated on or by, versus going, paying a copay and then also knowing that the pharma company that of the drug he's prescribing you is also paying him or her. And that's the analogy I would say, which is one of the most critical things to understand when you're, if and when you're evaluating a financial advisor type, is the incentives and how the compensation actually works.
Is this the most confusing industry to try to find a professional?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Like when you think about doctors,
it
right?
Is. Yeah.
Like, do I go see an orthopedic surgeon or do I go see my like, you can figure that
pretty
out.
Pretty clear.
Right? When you need a will drafted, you're not going to go to a real estate attorney. Right. You know the type of attorney. When you want like your car fixed, you go to the mechanic, not the auto body guy.
Right. I mean, I have a friend, a good friend of mine. You know, he's a financial advisor. He tells people that's what he is. That's what that's how he thinks of himself. But he just sells private real estate investment products that are high fee, high commission. And that's it. So to me, I'm like, you're not a financial advisor, but you're allowed to call yourself that. So whatever, you know.
I think it's the most confusing industry to try to hire the professional.
Yeah.
And that's why these articles are awesome, because they give you a starting place.
Yeah.
But and I really appreciate how she structured it. We're like literally picking it apart though. Like there's so much more, but that's why I think this industry is so tough for the consumer to figure out like what is the right thing for me. What do I need?
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and then her summary paragraph at the end was, I think, a good reminder is that a good financial advisor should be able to answer all your questions clearly without industry jargon. So like this arms you with the tools, but if you're in a you know, meeting or asking questions where, you know, the trust me's or the, right, you know, the we do this, that, you don't need to understand it. Like, I feel like it always go with your gut in those situations. Right.